Last night, history was made for Edmonton women as Michelle Plouffe became the first female basketball player from Edmonton to be drafted into the WNBA. And she joins us on the phone now. Michelle, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you. I'm awesome. Super excited.
I would think so. You're going to Seattle, which is better than going to Winnipeg from the commercial of Michelin. So that's nice. Michelle, how does it work in the WNBA? Like, did you do a lot of interviews prior to this? Were a lot of teams talking to you?
Well, I actually talked to the coaches of Seattle and a couple other teams, but they were largely in contact with my university coach.
Okay.
So they mostly asked him the questions, but I did get to meet them last weekend. So I kind of had a feeling that they were interested, and I was pretty happy about that.
You started your basketball career when you were younger, but of course you played at Harry Ainlay. Then you move on to Salt Lake, Utah. You played for Canada at the Olympics. Man, the last 18 months for you has been outstanding for your basketball career. Just talk about the progression. And was the WNBA, was that always a dream for you for the last 5 years?
It's actually only been up in the last 2 to 3 years that I even thought. That I even thought about the WNBA, you know, going into college, I was just, you know, that was a big thing for me. And, you know, coming from Canada where not a lot of players have the opportunity to do that. So that's what I was, you know, most excited about. And then when I got to college and started playing, you know, I realized that I could continue my basketball career at the next level. And so I just kind of worked towards that in the last, definitely the last year I've had my eye on the WNBA, and you know, it's been a wild 18 months, that's for sure.
Michelle, now you're I know it's 191 meters. So what are you, like 6'2", 3?
Yeah, 6'3".
6'3". So will you play in the WNBA then? Are you small forward, or what position are you going to play?
Probably like I don't know yet. I play like a power forward here at my school, just kind of like stretch out because I can shoot it and play inside. So, you know, whatever they want me to play, I'll be happy to play.
But, you know, I asked that question because in basketball, a lot of times what you play in college for the men and the women is a lot different than when you go to the pros. And size, especially for a lot of the guys, you know, certain guys in the NBA, if you're not big enough, it's kind of hard to play power forward. On average in the WNBA, like, can you play power forward at 6'3" in the WNBA?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. There's a lot of, I think I'll be the small forward, power forward matchup. So it's like 6'3" is probably about an average size. If you go to the center position, then I get undersized and stuff like that. So I would say it's about average.
Michelle, so what happens now? Do you go there for a summer camp, summer league orientation, things like that, or do you just go there in the fall?
No, actually, I leave next week. The training camp starts April 27th, and then that goes right into the season. So the season is only from May to about August. So their season is only during the summer. So I'll be going to training camp next week, and then from there they pick the final 12 for the roster, and then it just goes right into the season.
Now in basketball, because there's limited rosters, how hard is it to crack a WNBA team? You know, you were the 19th overall pick in the draft, pretty high pick. That's obviously very good. But I know in basketball, it's really tough to crack a lineup, Michelle. Do you go in there pretty confident that you're like, okay, not only can I make the roster, but I get playing time? What's the quality of competition for you?
It's pretty hard to crack a roster. Just, you know, one reason is because, you know, there's not a huge turnaround in women's basketball. So, you know, women stay in the league for, you know, some states for up to like 15 years. And so it is hard to crack the roster, but there is a, you know, couple open spots on Seattle's team that, you know, they need to replace. So I just need to go into training camp confident and just compete and work, you know, work as hard as I can and try to make the final 12.
former Harry Ainley grad, graduated at Utah. She is now going to the WNBA. Canadian Olympian and Edmontonian Michelle Plouffe joins us, drafted last night, 19th overall, going to Seattle. I'm assuming since you've been drafted, you spoke to the coaches. What did they tell you as far as, you know, what do they like best about your game that they feel will translate from college to the pros?
Yep, I did get a chance to talk to them last night, and they were pretty excited that they got me. So that made me feel pretty good. They've seen me play the last couple of years because we had our Pac-12 conference tournament in Seattle. So they've seen me play for a while, and they've had their eye on me, and, you know, they just want me to come in fit and ready to compete and, you know, bring my, you know, shooting ability and quickness to really help the team. And I think that that's, you know, definitely an option for me. And they said that if I can do those things, then I might be able to help them out.
Michelle, we got a few guys around the station, Strudwick, former NHLer. He talks probably a little bit too high about his own basketball playing career, and Dustin Nielsen, who's 6'5". I think when you come back next, we might have to have you come in and go a little one-on-one on those two. Just would be very entertaining for myself and Brian Sotheby. I think we might have to try to set that up for you, because something tells me you could probably poster both of those guys.
I don't know about poster, but I think I can pull some moves on them.
What is the best part about your game? When you say you're going in there, you're confident, what do you feel is the best part about your game that will make you a professional?
I think that I'm, you know, pretty versatile in that, you know, I'm a forward, but I can shoot the three pretty good and, you know, take it off the bounce and stuff like that. So I think it's a pretty hard matchup. If they put, you know, smaller players on me, then I can post them up. If they put bigger players on me, I can stretch out. So I think skill set wise, that's what I bring to the table.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations becoming the first Edmonton woman to be drafted into the WNBA. There are very few Canadians, but you're the first from Edmonton.
Thank you.
Michelle, congratulations and best of luck at camp.
Thank you so much.